Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Ayin Beis Menachos 72. Back in our Mishnah on Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph on 71a, our Mishnah had taught mitzvah l'ktzor b'layla, that it's a mitzvah to cut the Omer offering, to harvest it at night. Niktzer b'yom, but if one harvested during the day, it will be nevertheless kosher. And then concludes our Mishnah, V'docha es haShabbos. And this harvesting is able to push off the Shabbos. And our Gemara is going to explain on our Daf Yomi on 72a that according to the Tana of our Mishnah that says that harvesting on the daytime is kosher, then that position is not consistent with saying that the harvesting could push off the Shabbos, because you could do it on Erev Shabbos, on the eve of Shabbos. And so our Gemara is going to say that those positions are inconsistent. But first we go back to our Gemara on 72a, and our Gemara cites a Mishnah that directly contradicts our Mishnah here. The Mishnah Megillah 20b says, how could we be saying that if the Omer was harvested during the day, it is going to be okay, it's going to be kosher? When we have a Mishnah Megillah, it says that these positions are not consistent with each other. It says the Mishnah Megillah 20b, Kol Laila Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer, that the whole night is kosher, is acceptable for the harvesting of the Omer, and lahaktir chalavim ve'evarim, and to offer up the fats and the limbs that were remnants of the sacrifices that day. And concludes the Mishnah, ze'akal, the general principle is, davar shemitzvasu bayom, if there was something which was commanded to do during the day, then it's kosher for the entire day. Davar shemitzvasu b'layla, kosher kol layla. Something that was kosher at night is only going to be kosher for the night. And as our Mishnah explains, and as the Gemara explains, Katani Laila Dumya Diyom, we say night, which is comparable to day, just like it means the day to exclude the night. Ma Diyom Belaila Lo, after Laila Biyom Namilo. So to the night to exclude the day. And so therefore, the Mishnah Megillah seems to contradict our Mishnah here, because our Mishnah here says that you could harvest it during the day, whereas the Mishnah Megillah says you cannot harvest the Omer during the day. So comes along Rabbah and says it's not a problem. There's two authorities. One follows the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which says you could kosher it, which is kosher even during the day, that follows the position of Rebbe. Whereas the Mishnah Megillah that says it's prohibited during the day, that follows the position of Rebbe Lezer Ber Rebbe Shimon. Because, says our Gemara, there is a Tosefta, and the Tosefta states, let's say the Kohen was standing there with the Omer on the 16th day. Haya Omed Umakriv Minchas Omer. He was about to bring the offering, and then suddenly Nitmes the Omer offering became Tame. So what's he supposed to do there? So says one opinion in that Tosefta, Emyesh Acharis, if he could cut down another grain offering, Omer Mlo Have Acharis Tachtel. We say, go bring another one, even though it's during the day. Since it's Tameh, we say to him, go get another one. But if there is nothing else to cut down, then we say to him, Hevi Bikeach Lushasok, don't tell anybody, and bring it in, even though you're in a state of Tumah, or it's in a state of Tumah, because we say that it's permitted for a communal offering to bring something in a state of Tumah. And so therefore, even though it's Tameh, we say, be quiet and don't tell anybody, because we can't exchange it. That's the position of Rebbe, and Rebbe is therefore of the opinion that you're allowed to harvest something during the day. Comes along Rebbe Lezer Bar Shimon, he says, no, either way, benkach or benkach, we tell him to be quiet, be smart and be quiet, have it be keach u'shesok, because we say, Koa Omer Sheniktzar Shaloka Mitzvasa was possible, and so that any Omer that is harvested in the incorrect manner is going to be disqualified. And so therefore, since we're not actually allowed to harvest it again during the day, because Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, is saying that you're not allowed to harvest something during the day, we say better off not to talk about it, because it's less of a problem. It's okay to harvest, to offer something which is in a state of Tumah. And so therefore we say to him this answer, have it be keach u'shesok, that sometimes the proper answer is to just be smart and be quiet. And therefore, since it's not ideal, but it's better than causing problems, and therefore the Gemara is telling us, be smart and be quiet. So we see from here that there is a fundamental dispute between Rebbe Lezer Bar Shimon and between Rebbe. And so therefore we see that from this position that one is of the opinion that that one is of the opinion that even b'dieved it is okay to harvest something during the day, to harvest the wave offering during the day. Whereas the other opinion, as Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, is that it's not okay even b'dieved, even after the fact, you're not allowed to harvest something during the day. Then our Gemara comes along and says that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is following the position of Rabbi Akiva, who was the teacher of his father, Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, well, is that really the case, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is following the position of Rabbi Akiva, who is following the position of Rabbi Shimon, his teacher, and which would mean, therefore, that Rabbi is contradicting Rabbi Shimon? But we know that Rabbi was himself a student of Rabbi Shimon. How could he be contradicting it? And how do we know that Rabbi was a student of Rabbi Shimon? Because we know that Rabbi says, "Kishahayinu a maiden Torah itzel Rabbi Shimon," when we studied Torah by Rabbi Shimon, b'Tekoa, in this place that was called Tekoa, "Haynu malin lo shemen," we would bring him up oil for him to use to cleanse himself. Va'aluntis, we'd bring a towel, mechotzer legag, from the courtyard to the roof, migal lekarpaf, and from the rooftop to the karpaf, which is a place which was surrounded by different walls, and people would live there. Umikarpaf a karpaf acher, and then to another karpaf. But we would carry the towel all the way to the spring. And so how could you say that Rabbi is arguing with Rabbi Shimon? So without going into the Gemara's synthesis of this question, the Gemara's response to this question, I just want to point out that Rabbi is the author of our Mishnah. And the Gemara goes to great lengths to say the extent that Rabbi went to help and to do shimush for his teacher, that he would carry a towel very far, and goes through great lengths just to show the dedication that a person should have for their teacher, and the lengths that a person should go to make sure that they are expressing the love for the fact that their teacher has dedicated so much of their life to teaching them.